Hello, and welcome to Shut Up and Listen, episode
35.
Is it 35 or 34? I think it's 35.
No, you texted me and said episode 34 is out, so I think it's 35.
Oh my god, who is that strange voice?
That is my niece, Taylor. It's her birthday today.
Happy birthday. She is 18 years old today.
23.
It's 23. No, you know what's funny? You know what's really funny? It's because next week is my birthday and I turn 25.
I think you're lying.
By the way, I'm Brandon. And this is
Mason.
Did I even say my name?
Mason's a girl, but her name's Mason. We know who you are.
Yep.
Captain Obvious.
What are you drinking on tonight?
Belvedere and tonic. Vodka and tonic for you uneducated people.
Taylor, what are you drinking on tonight?
A nice cold Bud Light.
Okay.
Bud Light. You're lucky I let you have Bud Light in my place. In the studio.
You said BYOB. I tried to get you to get PBR, but you're like, ew.
Yeah, that wasn't going to happen.
No.
Because, you know, my dad has a slogan for PBR. Because it's been around for a while, however long. Let's just say, throw out a date.
I thought it was 1938.
Okay, so... He's like, their slogan is PBR since 1938. We were shit beer back then. We're shit beer still.
I like your dad.
He's okay. He tries. He really tries. He sent me a card the other day as a reminder that he still loves me with a $50 Taco Bell gift card.
Do you like Taco Bell?
It's not my favorite, but you know.
I'll take it. I love Taco Bell.
I was talking to my friend Ashley about it. She's like, first of all, I didn't even know that $50 Taco Bell gift cards existed.
That's true. You can eat for like 3 years on that.
Second of all, does he love you or is he trying to get you out of the will?
Yeah, he's probably trying to get you out of the will. I'm just shooting for that one.
It could be possible. So what's up? It's been a while. Completely take the blame for that because Brandon's been busy. Brandon hasn't been home in 2 weeks. So, and Maverick has suffered for it. Maverick's in the studio tonight, by the way.
He always is.
He always is. Waiting for treats. So yeah, it's been an adventure. I've been working a lot, basically 3 jobs there for a while, but I think at least one of them's done. So
did you at least get your PP touched?
No, I didn't. It's a travesty. Yeah. I didn't. So
all right. See. What do you have on the agenda for tonight?
I just want to talk about driving first of all, cause I've driven so much the past, 2 weeks.
Okay.
And I have a top 5 list
of
my top 5, favorite Beatles songs.
Nice.
So if you want to join in that, if you guys want to join in your top 5 favorite Beatles songs, that'd be awesome.
You know what? I couldn't because I couldn't decide.
Oh, you'll decide. After you hear mine, you'll probably decide.
Got 2 open letters. What's that? Grind My Gears.
The breath.
And it is Monday and Nickelback still sucks.
They sure do. You know who else sucks?
Porn stars.
Some of them do, yeah. It's true. Floyd Mayweather.
Yes.
Yes.
But he makes $300 million per fight.
That's true. I hope Ronda Rousey
beats the hell out of him.
Oh, by the way, so found this new internet sensation. It's Donnie Baker, the one that I sent you, the open letter to Kid Rock.
Yeah.
He has an open letter to Ronda Rousey, and it's better than the Kid Rock one.
I don't know how that's possible.
Oh, it's possible. He's like, hey, Ronda, I know you have a career outside the ring. I saw your Sports Illustrated cover, and it made me hard. I had a full body boner for 2 weeks.
That guy is crazy,
He's so funny. Look it up, Donnie Baker. It's hilarious.
All right.
But the Kid Rock boat thing is funny.
Okay.
Yeah, Ronda Rousey. I would probably last 34 seconds also.
Somebody already said that.
Shh. Who is that?
I said that.
Mm. Okay. I thought it was her.
You said it.
I did say it. That's right.
All right. What do you want to do first?
I don't care.
Want to do one of my open letters?
That'd be fine.
Yes.
What does Taylor have?
I had a bunch of stuff on my iPhone, but my son kind of...
Threw it in the pool,
and I lost everything. So I only have a couple Grandma Gears.
You didn't commit it to memory? You do my top 5 Beatles songs?
Sure.
All right. You ready for this? Are you guys ready?
Yep.
Taylor's
I'm
not ready.
Born ready.
Did you say you were born ready? That takes me back. No, that was one of the things, like, that's a big... Harley Davidson thing with the motor company. When anyone asks them, are you ready? They say, we're born ready. And it's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. Not when you said it, but like that's a Harley motto, which is stupid. All right. Top 5 Beatles songs. You ready for this? Number 5, Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's a good one. I mean, I know it's a cover, but, you know, it's still pretty good. Pretty good cover.
Didn't Guns N' Roses originally do it?
I think so. Guns N' Roses originally did it.
Wait a minute.
Guns N' Roses originally did it, and then the Beatles did it.
So that's, then Bob Dylan.
That's so awesome. But that's just a rumor.
No.
That didn't really happen. So number five, yeah, Knocking on Heaven's Door. Four, Hey, Here Are the Monkees.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely love it. I mean, the fact that the TV show got the Beatles to do it,
yeah,
pretty amazing. Number three, Africa. Probably my...
How's that number three?
That's what I was saying. I mean, I totally regret it, but what's said has been said. So, yeah, definitely Africa. I think Yoko Ono might have been influential in that one, sadly.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Yeah, maybe it was about Asia. Number two, Dust in the Wind. Definitely. Paul McCartney on the acoustic guitar. Just fantastic. I mean, he was known as a bass player, but he really brought out the acoustic guitar in that.
Yeah, he did.
The big talent there. And last but not least, number one, Girls, Girls, Girls. I mean, I know that everyone's seen the video of the Ed Sullivan Show. The emotions of that moment really came out in that song, Girls, Girls, Girls.
You know what's bad? It's probably 3/4 of the people that listen to this have no clue what's going on right now.
I want to say, hold on, how many people are in here?
One. You really had to count.
I want to say 2/4 of the people in here probably have no clue what's going on right
now.
None
of those were Beatles songs.
How do you know?
Because
name all four Beatles.
Fucking no.
Hey, we don't cuss on this podcast.
I beg to differ. I listen, actually.
Speaking of that, people listening.
Yeah.
Apparently, at the family reunion, someone told my mom that they listen.
Are you serious?
But she can't remember who. So if you're part of my family and you listen, just message me on the old Shut Up and Listen page.
Yeah.
Because I want to know who it is. I read this joke. Guy says, dwarves get pissed off when you call them midgets. Midgets get pissed off when you call them doors. They need to grow up.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Shut up, Mason.
Yeah, because you're what? Vertically challenged? Is that what you would say?
That's the correct term, yes.
Oh, my God.
Or
oh
midget.
My God.
I'm not legally a midget.
Well, I know you're not, but that's what they're called.
I know I need to ask the girls.
Do it.
Are either of you on Tinder?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. So there's this guy named Ryan. But it's spelled R-Y-N-E, and he is winning.
Douche.
He is winning the Tinder game.
Why?
Right now, because his only purpose of being on there is to make things the most awkward that he can, which is fantastic.
And I bet he does a good job.
That's what I sent you in Cornell.
Oh
earlier.
Yeah.
And so this is really horrible. And I really thought you would be like, oh, is this Cornell sending these messages? Because the first question he asked Mariah is, do you have any nieces or nephews? And she says, no, I don't have any nieces or nephews. How about you? And he says, I don't either, but that doesn't stop me from making the kids in my neighborhood call me Uncle Bad Touch.
Man, that's... When I
totally thought...
You thought of Cornell?
Cornell's going to love this.
That is Cornell.
Oh, my God.
That is Cornell, isn't he? Isn't there a bunch of kids all running around his neighborhood?
Yeah, I told my coworkers about the time where the little boy who lived in Seth's house got in a fight. We're talking about like 7-year-olds, right?
Did Cornell break it up? Get beat up?
Yeah, no. He definitely broke it up. And so he was like, what happened? And the kid that lived next door in what is Seth's house now was like, I called him faggot. And Cornell was like, yeah, that probably upset him. That's probably why he got upset and started fighting you. He's like, how would you feel if someone called you that? And he was like, oh, my dad calls me that all the time.
What a good dad. Father of the year right there.
I'm telling you. Hope he gets his kid a $50 Taco Bell gift card someday.
Speaking not of that at all. I got my gun today. That gives me a license to kill, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's a picture of Daniel Craig at James Bond in mm-hmm. Casino Royale. It says, be polite, be courteous, show professionalism, and have a plan to kill everyone in the room. Words to live by. All right, go ahead.
Okay.
RLA, first podcast. I have it memorized. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So whenever you were doing something new with BMAC. BMAC reads something normal in a sexy voice.
Yeah, do you remember what it was? I remember what it was.
Oh, wait, hold on.
I remember exactly what it was.
Hold on, no, I remember how to make carroty mac and cheese.
That's exactly right. Congratulations. You know what you get?
But anyway, so
I was going to charge you a toll, but not anymore.
Do you remember those girls that were screaming? Screamed in the background?
Yeah, because they were so, So excited about BMAC.
You should do something like that again.
The problem is that in this neighborhood, if the girl's screaming, she'd probably get stabbed.
Okay, well, I'm not talking about the girl screaming. I'm just saying, do that whole BMAC, read something normal in a sexy voice, even though it's not so sexy.
Going back to the Glock, today when people were like, oh, did you get your gun today? I was like, yeah. They're like, oh, fuck. That was like everyone's first reaction. I'm like, dead serious.
Wait, Jeff, who have you shot so far?
They think I'm going to go in and shoot up the place.
Are you going somewhere? Oh, my God.
No, I'm just too fat for this belt.
She is.
My belly button.
Mason is taking her clothes off.
No, she's not.
Well, she just did. Maverick's like, she's over there. Maverick's like, there's boots over here. There's a belt over here. What's going on? Red Rocket's about to happen. Totally forgot what I was going to say. I was totally distracted by her just standing up and taking her belt off and dropping it on the floor. Like, wow, she's not even drinking anything. I qualified for my...
fuck was that?
I qualified for my concealed carry permit with a Glock 19.
Really? Yeah, I take mine the 23rd, so next Sunday. Matt Middleton?
Yeah.
He was telling me, he was all pumped when I told him I was doing it, and he was like, get the 10 years, only like $100 more.
Yeah, mine was 10 years. No, mine was 8 years.
But he talked to me for like 45 minutes about it.
I haven't seen him in a long time. I haven't seen any of those people in a long time.
He came to Academy twice within like a week's period of time.
Wow. Buying ammo or...
I don't know. One day he was trying to find a puddle jumper or whatever for his daughter.
Puddle jumper.
Yeah. You don't know what those are?
Well, I always thought of a puddle jumper as a small aircraft.
No, it's like the swimsuit with floaties attached.
I've got one of those.
Yeah.
So does Maverick. They're matching.
Yeah. His wife was in there, too. What the hell is wrong?
She's tattooing herself.
There's something on my elbow.
I really don't know where that came from. Where did that come from? It's probably from the chair. I'm going to be honest. Jeff said it might have acid on it. It's probably from the chair.
Okay.
First, so you make me sit in it?
I didn't make you sit in it. You did.
I think I'm going to sit in a chair with acid. No, it's from like 5 years ago. The acid is long gone by now. You're good.
If it were really volatile, it would have eaten through the chair by now.
Your skin's gonna eat itself.
If it was really
it's itching.
All right, you want me to do my grind my gears?
I'm slightly nervous, but not really. Yeah, go ahead and do that. Wait, are you wrapping your gears?
Well, they rhyme, but I'm not wrapping them.
He's wrapping them.
I listened to every single podcast except for this last one.
All right, peanuts, cold cuts, stale bread, bad head, lies fed, sweet potatoes, fried green tomatoes, horrible movies, saggy boobies, getting noogies, dry knuckles, clown named Chuckles, when your skin gets rubbed raw by belt buckles. That's what was happening to you.
It was. Coincidence. Coinky dink.
Cowboys. Sex toys. Too much noise. People that are loud.
Sex toys, what?
A crowd. Being too proud. I'm talking about like a dildo for a dude.
I don't think it works that way.
Oh, I don't know where I'm at now.
A crowd. Getting loud.
Oh, being too proud. Cocky. The 18th Rocky. Me too. I don't know what that means.
Say it and I'll explain it.
Following one and two.
Right. Yeah. It rhymed.
Okay. People that call their significant other boo. Ghost, pot roast, burnt toast, marshmallows, dumb fellows, a boogie in the nose, hair, that show Double Dare, Carnegie at the State Fair, participation ribbons, Robin Givens, greedy, dude's name Petey, when a steak isn't meaty, fatty, that dude from Peanuts called Peppermint Patty, when bitches are catty, litter box, that I don't have money like Fort Knox, chicken pox, and females with red locks.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like chicken pox. Dude, I was engaged to a redhead. I would shoot her in the face.
I dated a redhead. I would not shoot her in the face. Well, I would shoot her in the face.
Okay, I would with a gun.
I wouldn't.
Not the sperm.
The only married girl I've dated. She was getting divorced. She was in the process.
No, I don't hate redheads.
Lube my gears.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's
boobs.
Yep, boobs.
Did you warn her?
I didn't want her.
When it comes to boobs, I'm like a 13-year-old pubescent boy. I love boobies. In fact, I have a book right here, which I found when I was packing this room up. Playboy Burnett's. Which gives yeah, I have the blonde book, too.
Oh, dang.
It's packed in a box. That was the one I missed. Yeah, boobies. Let me tell you, I haven't seen my dog in a while. So I'm happy to see my dog. He makes me happy. I got my YZ, one of my dirt bikes, rebuilt. That makes me happy. It lubes my gears. I haven't been able to ride it, which grinds my gears, which is a good segue to grinding my gears. Let's talk about drivers.
Okay.
In the past 2 weeks, I've driven to Wichita, Tulsa, Tulsa to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma City to Dallas, Dallas to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma City to Tulsa. And wow, drivers suck. I mean, like, I know people say, oh my God, Tulsa drivers are the worst ever. No, they're everywhere. No matter where you go, they're so bad, especially when you're on an interstate. Let's get a few things out of the way. First of all, if you're not passing someone, get out of the right lane, okay? Seriously. Get out of the right lane, let me, because I want to go to 15 over. I know it's breaking the law, but it's not your job to enforce the law on me. Get out of the left lane if you're not passing someone. Second of all, user signal. And when I say user signal, signal your intentions, not signal what you started to do 2 seconds ago and you're already halfway in the lane and then you turn your signal on to signal that you're getting over. Because, hello, I already know 2 of your 4 wheels are already in the left lane. You're number one. Yeah, so my mother is the worst person to be in the vehicle. And I knew this and I dreaded it the entire weekend. Because I'm like, okay, it was bad enough going to Oklahoma City. How about driving through Dallas with my mother in the truck? Because she is the proverbial grab the OSHA handle, stomp on the imaginary
brake.
Yeah, she's horrible. Yeah, and so it's like, yeah, my mother is, like, my sister was threatening to give her Dramamine. Seriously. That's how bad it is. And my sister is pretty bad. She's just as bad. She just doesn't react. My mom does. Oh, so it was horrible. And of course, I'm kind of passive aggressive, so I do the thumbs up. I give the thumbs up. I match speeds, roll my window down, give him the thumbs up.
Next time, blow him a kiss.
I've done that before also. What? It was awesome. I did that to a guy with a beard.
Wink too.
I didn't wink.
You gotta
blew him a kiss. Yeah, he had a beard. His buddy was riding in the passenger seat. He had a Boston Red Sox hat on. And
oh, fuck that guy.
Not literally. And so, yeah, like, seriously, I blew him a kiss. And it was fantastic.
But was he like...
He licked his lips. Oh, wait, no, that was Cornell when I blew him a kiss. Oh, yeah. He didn't realize who I was.
He's such a gay.
What a gay. Cordell. You've never met Cordell. You have.
I have met
Cordell. It's Cordell. It's with a D. Trust me, I've been his friend for longer than you have. So.
Anyway.
It's true. No, it's true. Since high school. So.
Okay, that's good for you. I don't care.
Awesome. Okay, I'm done talking about drivers.
And this
is
gone.
Are you really, or do you want to continue? I was kind of falling asleep.
This is the longest podcast by far.
It's okay because it's special. It's my birthday.
It's true.
Special like retarded?
Or no. Why? Okay, he put that on the last one too. He said, and by special guest, I mean special.
No.
We have a lot to make up for because we haven't done this in a while. So
it's true.
It could be a long special episode.
Okay. Well,
because I'm done with drivers, because if I keep going on, I'm going to get just really irritated.
I'm going to punch you.
Where?
You interrupted me. In the face.
Been there, done that.
All right. In the throat.
Oh my God.
Go ahead.
Okay. I've only got 3.
Because, I mean, to be honest.
Oh my God. I've only got 3 because Dakota, like me and my uncle explained in the beginning of this podcast, through...
Who's your uncle? For the viewers, you saw him raise his hand.
Yeah. My son threw my phone in the pool, so I had to get a new phone and I lost all my
Good job, Dakota. Before. I hope you're listening. I hope this molds your future.
Dakota's only 2.
That's fine.
Does that grind your gears?
He should be listening.
It grinds my gears that he threw my phone in the pool and I lost all my stuff. Yeah, it does. Okay. So now I've got 4 grind my gears.
Yeah, that's what you get for giving your son your phone.
Okay. I hate back to school haircut.
Okay.
Because parents are the worst tippers ever.
It's true.
They are. They really are. And they teach their kids, like, it's okay not to tip. It's not okay to not tip.
Just trying to make a living.
Yeah.
Just trying to make a living.
Single mom trying to make a living.
Why?
All right? Right? Okay.
But no one tips me either.
Okay. My meth head coworker. Yeah. Well, she quit now. But before she quit, found out she was pregnant. Yeah. And she continued to do it.
We're going to talk after this.
All right. I cannot stand her. And you know what? It makes me really mad because we used to be friends.
Off the record. Meth ruins relationships. Trust me. I've done it many times.
Not my friend.
Okay. And my last grab my gear. Brandon.
Thank you. I'm okay with that.
Okay. Like, as seriously, long as you're okay with it.
Any attention I get?
Your voice, your name, just everything.
Which name?
Your name.
It's because you don't want...
Brandon.
While you're doing that, I'm going to go ahead and do my last open letter because this motherfucker is long.
Okay. Bitch ass number two.
This is about a girl.
And would you listen to a story about a girl? Isn't that a Beatles song? A girl?
Yeah. Thanks for ruining the moment.
Taylor. Your niece ruined it. Is there anybody out here listening to my story about a girl who something, something, something?
Something, something, something.
All right, you ready for me to go now?
I'm ready.
Okay. Your vagina is like a sinkhole. DJ would lick your butthole. When you were born, the doctor threw up in both sides of the family, including the grandparents, disowned your immediate family because they thought your mom fucked a midget, wildebeest, and a blowfish with a crippled fin that's not well endowed. You sucked off an 80-year-old man because he asked nicely. Ron Jeremy wouldn't fuck you. You have to customize your dildos because they don't make them that big. They use size Z batteries. When your alarm goes off, it says, "Wake up, bitch, I'm tired of hearing you fart and snore." Every time you're standing on the curb, someone tries to push you in front of a bus. Taxis just keep driving when you're trying to wave one down. Bums and beggars give you money to get a facelift. Obama likes you.
So was Hillary Clinton.
You scare the boogeyman. Buzzards wouldn't eat you.
You also scare clowns.
Yeah. At your funeral, there would be a standing ovation. The nicest dog in the world would bite you.
That's Maverick.
Looking at you is instant birth control. You Hamburglar-looking ass bitch.
Oh my god. Old Hamburglar.
You went to rehab for sucking dick. You went to Dick Sucking Anonymous and told everyone. This is Jeff signing off to Go Fuck Yourself.
I want to meet all these people. I've never met any of these people. I want to meet them all.
You better hurry because she's only there for like another week. She tried adding me on Facebook. I denied her so quick. Nearly broke my finger.
Send her my link. I don't get on Facebook much, but I would.
Whatever, you were on like the past week when I was trying to talk to you about this whole podcast.
Yeah, there was Messenger. I don't get on Facebook, period. Oh my god, I don't have a picture of the flying squirrel.
Is that whenever their like feet are like flat on the back and they're okay, Spanky used to do that. Do you remember Spanky?
Yeah. He was my favorite dog of all time.
I know.
He was also he was also one of the little rascals.
He also used to do that. That's why he was named Spanky.
So are you ready for this?
Ready for what? Sign off? Are you ready for this? What should I say?
I think B Mac. I think B Mac is knocking at the door.
B Mac is knocking at the door?
I think maybe so.
Hell yeah.
Or says something in a normal, in a sexy voice, whichever you want. It's a toss up. Which do you want? Do you want Raps the Classics?
I think we should go.
Or sexy voice?
I think we should go with the sexy voice just for old time's sake since I'm on here.
Yeah, I think you want to go with sexy voice because that's.
No, it's not sexy at all. But I think it's funny.
Oh my god, Mason. She's already taken her belt off. She's taken her belt off. You've taken your boots off. By the way, nice mismatching socks.
Always. Okay. Never match.
All right, so where do we want to start?
And I took my sweatshirt off.
You did. You did take it. Jeff's right. I'm about to take my shirt off, by the way.
Yeah. All right, let's go here.
She considered it.
No, I didn't.
All right, so I'm going to count down to where you begin. Are you still recording?
Yeah.
Something I would like to read, and this requires BMAC to show up. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for BMAC.
Taylor's ready for BMAC. I'm ready for BMAC. Are you ready for BMAC? Yeah, I didn't think you could either. How about you, Jeff?
I was born ready.
Maverick is... You know, are you Harley Davidson riders? Thank you. Maverick is basically begging for it.
Or a treat.
Or a treat, yeah. I better give him a turkey treat. And Mason took her belt off for this moment, so I better deliver... All right. By the way, Brandon, when he comes back, he's got a special announcement. But for now, I want to talk about afterburners because it's so hot in here. Let's talk about afterburners. An afterburner, or a reheat, is an additional component present on some jet. Taylor is already covering. She is. You should dig more into that pile. You'll find some more goodies.
Okay.
Jeff is finding some suggestive things. Yeah, why don't you show that to us, Jeff? That's absolutely true. An afterburner is an additional component present on some jet engines, mostly military supersonic aircraft. That gets your blood flowing, doesn't it, girls? Military. Its purpose is to provide an increase in, you guessed it, thrust. Usually for supersonic flight, takeoff, and for combat situations. after burning is achieved by injecting additional fuel into the jet pipe downstream or of the turbine. The advantage of afterburning is significantly increasing thrust. Oh my god. The disadvantage is very high fuel consumption and inefficiency. It happens, guys. Well, this is often regarded as acceptable for the short periods during which it is usually used. I don't know if they can handle it anymore, Jeff.
I'm fine.
I can't.
And let me tell you.
I mean that in a semi-gay way.
I'm immune.
Pilots can activate and deactivate afterburners in flight, mid-thrust, and jet engines are referred to as operating wet when afterburning is being used. And dry when not. So what does that tell you guys? Better go all afterburner if you want it wet. An engine producing maximum thrust wet is a maximum power, while an engine producing maximum thrust dry is only a military power. Lesson learned, boys and girls. All right, well, thanks, BMAC, for coming along. Great. Man, it's a good thing. This is Brandon again, by the way.
Totally got a boner.
I know you got a full body boner for 2 weeks, probably.
I'm still immune.
Yeah, I can tell. That's why you're curled up in your seat like that, and you threw your boots off, and she already has her belt off.
That was before you even started doing BMAC.
You can't prove it. By the way, I did want to remind the regular users and readers and listeners and watchers that the only...
No Weight Watchers.
The only reason why I'm not in my typical Stars and Stripes, American flag themed thong bikini, thanks for reminding me of my red velvet robe, is because Mason is here and she's new.
Because I'm here too.
Well, you've seen it before.
I don't want to see that.
First step is denial. I don't want to scare Mason off completely because she is kind of the DD, her birthday girl.
Birthday girl.
And possibly podcast host Brandon. So it was like, I didn't want to just greet her at the door in my red, white, and blue Stars and Stripes bikini thong. But next time...
I don't think you should greet anybody at the door with that.
Yeah, you don't think so, but everyone else thinks so.
No.
This goes back to my old high school aliases that we didn't discuss because you guys aren't ready for it. I'm done.
All right.
I'm done.
Are you done? You have anything else to say? Are you sure? She's holding back. Next time.
Happy birthday, Taylor.
Happy birthday, Taylor.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
I love you guys. Thank you.
I know you do.
Well, I love Uncle Jeff and Mason.
How was your grind your gears? Okay.
Oh my god, did you just break in a chair?
Oh my god. It's probably the battery acid.
Probably.
Also, your microphone has not been on the entire episode, so...
Whatever.
Jeff, do you remember what your closing arguments are?
What?
Your closing statements?
Fuck no, I don't remember.
Spay and neuter your children. I didn't even say that clearly.
Hey, that's pretty good, though. You might show that you are somewhat of a listener.
Oh, yeah. I've listened to every single episode, except
though, didn't you?
Yeah, I think I changed it to I'm done doing a stupid ending or some shit.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, but mine is definitely 90% of the hands you've shaken have you been used for masturbation in the past 2 days? And also, chances are the blood you've donated in the past currently resides in a boner right now. So congratulations on that. Maverick says hello, and he's pissed because I'm not giving him treats. He bit the microphone. Until next time.
See ya.
No, I'm not going to say goodbye.
I tricked you. You just did.
Oh, damn it.